Hey, hey, how's it going?
This is WMEC Digital College Park, and this here's Pranab, and we're here with Midnight Strings once more. Hope you all are doing well. And before we get started, I'm just gonna play a quick little PSA for y'all. Can you all hear me? Yeah, okay, I'm gonna play a quick little PSA, and then we'll get started with my show. What should we pick today? We did the bike one last week. Let's do breakfast with music. That sounds pretty cool.
Muffin, bagel, or cereal as you rush off to class? Did you know that a sugary or carb-based breakfast can send your body into a blood sugar roller coaster that will leave you hungrier and craving more throughout the day? A protein-rich breakfast will keep you fuller for longer and help control your hunger. This will also help improve your focus and get you closer to that A. Some good sources of protein are eggs, meats, Greek yogurt, or nuts. Don't want to give up on those delicious carbs just yet? Try adding those eggs and bacon to your morning bagel and keep note of how that added protein makes you feel. Charge up that breakfast and be a healthier Turk.
Alright, hope you guys enjoy that. It's kind of crazy to think about. It's my last show for the semester. Honestly, it probably will be my last show to like... I want to say fall semester. I don't know if I'm around the area. If I'm around the area and there's like some free time, I might do a show or two during the summer. I think that could be pretty cool. But I think for now, this might be my last show for almost a couple months. So hopefully, anybody tuning in, y'all like my show. But I think the vibe for today, to be honest, I don't know. I think a lot of it is just like inspiration I have from like songs that like just like they give like. Nostalgic summer vibes a lot. I think like with the fact that like finals week is like, you know, well underway. I have my last final tomorrow. Low key, I've not studied for that much. Cannot lie. But I think just with that, a lot of my vibes were just like songs of the summer. So, it's keeping with like a strong instrumental indie focus still. But I think for me, a lot of them just evoke like excitement for the summer. So up first, we'll have a song called. Cinderella's Daughter by The Simps, Idris, and Sahara. Small little indie band. I like it a lot, but hopefully y'all enjoy. So that was Cinderella's Daughter by The Simps, Idris, and Sahara. Up next, we'll have a song called Wonder Under by Glad Rags. I don't know. After like re-listening to Cinderella's Daughter, it has a very similar like. It has a nice like kind of like. Reverbery like, it gives me a lot of vibes of like, I don't know, just like being in rain. Honestly, I don't know if anybody that tuned into my show a couple weeks ago, I had a really good Japanese jazz song, like, which is very watery and like very rain oriented. That song reminds me a lot of that, even though it's not really jazz or Japanese. But yeah, anyways, up next we have Wonder Under by Glad Rags. So that was Wonder Under. Up next, we're going to be going back to the Simps, Idris and Zahara. I got another song called Onify. I'd say, like, in general, I don't think this band is, like, pretty big. They're pretty small, I'd say. But, like, I think Onify is definitely, like, probably their biggest song. That's the first song I heard of theirs. And, like, I like it a lot. Personally, I like it more than Cinderella's Daughter, which I played earlier. But, like, I like both. But we have Onify next. All right, that was On Five by Simpson. I hope you guys like this. I like the song. It has a really good, like, I think, like, the more I have my radio show and just kind of, like, figure out my own interest in music and whatnot, a lot of like that kind of reverb and acoustics and the audio, I think is like something I'm really big into. A lot of artists I'm into like just really focus on that. I think, I don't know, if you take like them, you take what are they called, Strawberry Milk, you take On Five, all those artists, I think they'd be like Tame Impala. I think they all have a very cool like shared acoustic and reverb vibe in the vocals. I think that's like that's a big aspect, like the sentimental, like nostalgic value I think I get in a lot of songs. But up next, I guess switching gears a bit, I'm we have a much more like I'd say like instrumental focused song. Even the name Somber Waves, can imply that. But yeah, it's a bit more like chill. But we got Somber Waves by White Woods up next. Okay, so that was Somber Waves by White Woods. I really like the again, like it has like that kind of like watery vibe with like acoustics in it. I think like maybe just recently, I don't know, but like I've been really really into like just those sounds, especially, and like when curating this playlist together, that was like when selecting a lot of songs, I feel like that was a pretty shared common theme between them. So like I guess that also does relate to the summer vibe, I guess I was getting at earlier. I don't know. I feel like for me at least those two kind of go hand in hand. You know, throw in a little like, I don't know, human sunrise in there too, or sunset, and I feel like you got a good mix of stuff. But up next we got a song called Farbane Nights by Migova.
Thank you.
I'll write that. Oops. My headset on. Okay, that was Far Bay Nights by Magova. It was a lot more, like, low-key. Honestly, much more cinematic, but more dramatized, too, than I feel like a lot of some other songs. Especially compared to, like, Somber Ways, I think. I think Somber Ways is a bit more, like, a little groovy, a little, like, you know, so it still felt summer peachy to me. This one, honestly, this feels like I just stumbled upon, like, a castle that's, like, a bit abandoned and, like, has, like, evil stuff in there. But I still like the vibe. I think that just fits, like, the fact that my show is at, like, 11:20. I'm, like, low-key extremely tired right now. But, like, I think that song is a good chill vibe. So, like, I had to throw that in there. But up next, we got another song by Gladrags. It's Social Capital. I like to think it has a pretty similar vibe to, like, their other song that had Wonder Under. It's from, like, the same album, so, like, I think they had a similar idea going. But, yeah, we got Social Capital up next. Okay, so that was Social Capital by Gladrags. I think, I'm sure anybody listening, like, it probably sounded like, I think I had a bit more of, like, a jazz groove in there compared to, like, the last song of Far Bay Nights by Magova. But I will say, like, especially at the end, I think it had a slight, like, ominous presence towards the end. I think that fit the previous song pretty well. I think that's some good little blending going on there. But up next, we have this is a pretty popular song, I can't lie. I'm sure many of you guys have heard of it. It's by Kate Bush, so, like, that's probably not a unfamiliar name to people listening, but it's Army Dreamers. It has a cool, like, I don't know, it almost gives me, like, Greta Gatsby or, like, I don't know, some sort of, like, fancy dinner party vibes. But, like, I don't know, I really like that song, and I just wanted to throw it in today. But, yeah, we got Army Dreamers up next.
A bunch of purple flowers to dance. strips and ribbons. When he's sitting in his home, he might as well have buttons and bows.
Should he do show?
Okay, so that was Army Dreamers by Kate Bush. Honestly, I think that dinner party thing I was going at, it might be that, like, kind of, like, plucking of strings that, like, probably just goes on, like, throughout most of it. I was trying to figure out actually what instrument that was. It sounded like, it almost sounded like a kalimba or, like, some sort of mix of, like, a satyr, a kalimba, and, like, not really harp. Like, yeah, it might be a kalimba or satyr. I was thinking about that a lot while the song was playing, but I think that gives it a very, like, that are like rustic, like just formal, like posh vibe, I think, at least for me when I was listening to the song. But I digress. Up next we have My Head Hurts by Strawberry Milk. That's again, I think that this is another, like, pretty, like, small artist, but, like, I've just been listening to him a bit recently, and, like, I don't know, I like the song, so we got that up next. Thank you. All right. That was Strawberry, or My Head Hurts by Strawberry Milk. Hopefully, y'all can hear that all right. But up next, we have a pretty, I don't know, anybody that's tuned in this, my show, I've probably played them, like, I've probably played at least one song from theirs, like, probably once a week. But we have Peach Pit up next, and this song, actually, that I was playing, I remember this was probably one of the first songs I heard of them, and, like, I totally forgot the name of it, and no idea what song it was, but, like, I was finally just, like, listening through, like, a bunch of their random songs, like, I don't know, like, X weeks ago or something, or, like, within the past, like, 1 or 2 weeks or whatever. But I finally found, like, the song, and, like, I remember, because it has a very, very distinct intro, and, like, I don't know why I could not find that song, but I finally found it. So we have Up Granville next by Peach Pit. Okay, that was Up Granville by Peach Pit. Not gonna lie, I totally, like, have to listen to that album more. Like I actually really like that song. I have not listened to that album too much, I can't be honest, but I've listened to Magpie a lot. Anybody here that's listening, if you guys have not listened to Magpie, Magpie or whatever, highly recommend you listen to it. That's one of my favorite songs. Yasmina and St. Mark's Got a Funny Feeling. Highly, highly recommend. We might play one of them at the end. We'll see. I think my playlist is a bit shorter today, so I think we might have time for one of those at the end. But anyways, up next, we'll have a song by Loathe, which is a bit more like, it's a bit heavier. I think it still has a really good like string instrumental aspect to it, which I think Peach Pit does very, very well. But we have Two-Way Mirror by Loathe coming up next.
Inconsistent, inconsistent.
Alright, so that was Two-Way Mirror by Loathe. Honestly, I haven't listened to him in a minute, to be honest, but I found him around, like, Halloween of last year. Honestly, they do a lot of, they have a strong amount of, like, music that's, like, very, like, super, like, heavy metal, almost like screamo, to be honest. That's not, like, my entire drive, but, like, I think that song's a great, example of, I don't know, one of the more, like, mellow songs, I'd say. The person that told me about this song, they recommended the song because they're like, oh yeah, this is a lot more like a mellow kind of song that they make. I really like it, honestly. Like, it definitely is one of probably my favorite song of theirs. Up next, though, I got turning up almost like a 180, to be honest. We have Under My Skin by Bristol Maroney. All right, so we had some Bristol Maroney up there. Hope y'all enjoy that. I think it followed Loth pretty well. I think a pretty strong string, strong string focus. I think is a bit more like Pepper had a bit more upbeat in there, but I think overall they had pretty similar vibes. I mean, we're approaching the end of our show soon. To be honest, we don't have that much time. But I think to end it off, I'm gonna play some songs that like. I'll play two songs that, like, give a pretty solid, like, midnight kind of psychedelic vibe. I really like the songs from one of my favorite video games, some Final Fantasy VII Remake. Up first, we'll put on Collapsed Expressway. I think that does a better job of, like, encapsulating this vibe. I think I really like that song, and, like, I've been listening to it a lot recently. But, yeah, we got Collapsed Expressway up next. Okay, so that was that was Collapsed Expressway from Final Fantasy VII Remake. Plays my favorite section of the game, to be honest. I could yap about that for like freaking like 20 minutes or something, but just for the sake of time and to get probably my last song in for the show, honestly for the semester too, I guess. I'll omit that story, but yeah, it felt very midnighty, prancy, lively, psychedelic, great instrumentation. Insane sound effects. I think it did a phenomenal job with that song. But okay, so up next, the song we have, I'm not gonna lie, it doesn't really fit the vibe at all, what it had going on tonight. I just like the song, and like I just want to play it, and I'm like, I think it's quite fitting to play it, because this is one of the songs that I really thought about a lot when just making my radio show in general, related back to like winter break probably of like this past school year. But like it's a really good song, and like, just it has a lot of the nostalgic feelings that I feel that a lot of songs evoke. This happens to be medieval too, so I think it just does it further reinforces that notion. But the song we have up next and our last song for the semester, so you know, got to be a good one. We have "The Feast" by Andreas Waldetoft. So that was The Feast by Andreas Waldatoff, right? Okay. Well, thanks for tuning into my show, guys. I'm really happy that, like, I have people that are listening to it. Honestly, I checked the show earlier. Bro, we had, like, 11 people actually tuning into this. That's kind of crazy because, like, I low-key did not do, like, any advertising for this. So I'm very glad that, like, some people just found me and, like, decided to listen to it. Dropped, like, 5 now. Low-key, I was playing some, like, random stuff towards the end. It's getting a bit later, but regardless, thank you for everybody who's like listening right now. That's really awesome. I hope you guys will continue to listen next semester when I actually I'll be here for the start next semester. You know, all my training will have been done. I can hop right into it. I'll be actually like advertising my stuff, so like more people actually know that my show exists. But I just thanks guys for tuning in. It's been really fun. I hope you guys like some of the music I've played. Hopefully I opened you to the world of, I mean, indie rock, indie pop. Sure, I'm sure a lot of you know that, but like more some medieval or instrumental music. But yeah, this will be my last show. This is Midnight String signing off, and I'll see you guys next semester.